Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. B. Richard Ferguson.
Who would you say has caused you the most pain in your life by lying to you? The answer to that question is probably not the person you're thinking of right now.
Who's smart and who's dumb? James is about to administer an IQ test here. And we're going to find out if we are smart or dumb. And you might be shocked to learn that the beginning point of smart and dumb is ethical. Ethical. Look at verse 17. The wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure. You can underline that first of all. That's key. What does wisdom mean? To be wise means to live smart, right? And to be foolish means to live dumb. To be a fool means to live in a dumb way. And what this is saying is the dumbest way to live is in sin. And the smartest way to live is in righteousness. The most important thing in your IQ is purity. And again, we see that James was born in Missouri, the show me state. Remember back in chapter 2, he says, oh, you got faith? Show me. And now here in chapter 3, he's saying, oh, you want to be a teacher? You got a lot of wisdom? You're really smart? Okay, professor, show me. And you say, okay, well, I'll tell you all the stuff I know. I'll write it down. No, don't tell me. Show me. Show me. Well, how did you score on God's IQ test? I mean, what should you do if you're sitting there right now thinking, okay, I'm a moral moron. James handed back my IQ test and all, it just has fool written with big red letters at the top. What should I do if that's me? Well, here's one tip. Don't boast about it. That's verse 14. If you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, don't boast about it. Or deny the truth, such wisdom does not come down from heaven. It's earthly and spiritual love of the devil. If what came out of your mouth on a regular basis came from hell, that's not something to brag about, right? Amen. Don't boast about it and don't lie about it. That's where we really blow it. We're so good at lying to ourselves. We've learned this creepy skill of self-deceit where we know which lies. We've lived with ourselves long enough to where we know which lies will work and which ones won't. And we don't bother with the ones that won't. We stick with those ones that we know will work. And we're good at it. That's just creepy to think about. We're good at deceiving ourselves. Yeah. Haven't we done that? Every time we sin, don't we? Isn't that self-deceit? How many times? I mean, think of someone you're upset with because they were dishonest with you. If you have someone in your life, they lied to you, they really hurt you, they lied to your face multiple times, and so you're mad at them, maybe you can cut them a little slack when you realize that there's someone else who has lied to you a lot more than them. There's someone else who has deceived you in a lot worse ways, a lot more damaging, painful ways, and a lot more often than that person. And that one is you. We lie to ourselves every time we talk ourselves into caving into a temptation, right? Which is constantly. We lie to ourselves every time we procrastinate. Yelling at our kid for not getting the science project on track. And here we, you know, our taxes, we're just now filing an extension, you know, and that hard phone call, we've been putting it off for 5 years. We all have major problems in our character that could have been fixed a long time ago if we would have just been honest with ourselves. No one has caused more harm and more heartache and more pain and devastation in your life by deceiving you than you have by deceiving you. So does anybody feel a little bit black and blue at this point? I mean, this is brutal stuff, isn't it? No wonder he started out with that statement, we all stumble in many ways.
Do you agree with that statement, that no one has damaged your life by lying to you more than you have damaged your own life by lying to yourself? Think back on your life. What are some of the lies that you've told yourself and fallen for again and again? What rationalizations have you known for years are completely invalid, but in the moment of temptation, you tell yourself that lie and fall for it yet again? Talk to God about what it is in your heart that wants to keep falling for that lie, and ask Him to show you the way out of self-deception.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, get our free mobile app. Install the Church One app from the Play Store and select Food for Your Soul. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.